الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. All praises due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى for forgiveness. We repent to Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Whoever is guided by Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He is indeed guided. Whoever left astray will find no guidance except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. So today's khutbah, inshallah, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Fattah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the gate of His mercy to true believers and casts His divine light into their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Fattah opens all the gates that no one but Him can open. The emphasis that this name can be both qualitative and quantitative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens all of the gates of profit and sustenance for His slaves, no matter how difficult to open or how numerable such gates might be. In Arabic, the word fataha means to open something closed. Your relationship with God's divine name, Al-Fattah, the opener of the gates of profit and sustenance, is that whenever a gate is closed in your face, you should remember this divine name of God and ask Him to open it for you. Allah subhanahu wa al-Fattah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Fattah means that God opens all the gates of mercy, profit, and sustenance to His slaves. The gate of the solution of every difficulty can be easily opened by Him. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so we open the gates of the heavens with water pouring forth. Surah Al-Qamar, verse 11. This means that the gates of the heavens were closed and then God opened them as its gates are in His hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Fattah opens all gates if He so wills. He opens to you the gates of provision and sustenance. He opens to you the gate of work. He opens to you the gate of marriage. He opens to you the gate of tranquility and peace of mind. He opens to you the gate of success. He opens to you the gate of righteous work. He opens to you the gate of the call for Him and His religion. He opens the gates that no one else but Him can open. To this effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattah, the opener, says, whatsoever mercy Allah opens to mankind, none can withhold. And whatsoever He withholds, none can lose after Him. And He is Almighty, the All-Wise. Surah Fatir, verse 2. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wills, He opens the door of His mercy. But if He so wills, He withholds it as no one else can grant it after Him. Therefore, the whole matter is in God's hand and under His divine control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattah, is that He is the just judge who judges among His human slaves. Every time a dispute arises among them, He opens the gates for its solution and settlement. This meaning is derived from the Quranic verse, we should have invented a lie against Allah if we return to your religion after Allah rescued us from it, and it is not for us to return to it unless Allah, our Lord, should will. Our Lord comprehends all things in His kingdom. In Allah alone we put our trust. Our Lord, judge between us and our people in truth, for You are the best of those who give judgment. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 89. In such cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattah, is the judge who has just judgment, who knows reality of people. To this effect, the Quranic verse goes, our Lord, judge between us and our people. If you believe that God is Al-Fattah, the just judge, the one who exalts and debases, the one who unveils all facts and brings all things to light, the one who removes all misunderstandings and misconceptions, and the one in whose divine hand is the absolute good, you should never worry or be anxious, even if people misunderstand you or think badly of you or even heap false accusation against you for trivial reasons. In this context, go God's word addressing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So put your trust in Allah. Surely you are on manifest truth. Surah An-Naml, verse 79. And say, Allah sent it down. Then leave them to play in their vain discussions. Surah An'am, verse 91. In a divine hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses man. O my slave, I created for you the heavens and the earth, and creating them did not tire me. Does a loaf of bread tire me to send you every now and then? You owe me an obligation, and I undertake to grant you provision. If you fail to fulfill the obligation that you owe me, I shall not withhold my provision to you. I swear by my divine might and majesty, if you are not content with that which I allot to you, I shall give power to the present world over you. You will run therein as a brute animal, run in the wild. But you will get naught from it except that which I have allotted to you. And I do not care. And you will be worthy of despair in my sight. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to invoke, O Allah, make the best part of our life its end, and the best day of our days, the day on which we encounter you, while you are well pleased with us. In the same context, a similar Quranic invocation goes, and with him, Allah, are the keys of the unseen. None knows them but he. And he knows whatever there is in the land and in the sea. No leaf falls down without his knowledge thereof. And no grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, is but written in a clear record. Surah Al-An'am, verse 59. If you are in a noble condition that makes you worthy of God's divine honor and mercy, the whole world is forced to come to you. To that, a true believer is included in God's word and seek forgiveness of your Lord and turn to him in repentance, that he may grant you good enjoyment for a term appointed, and bestow his abundant grace to every owner of grace. But if you turn away, then I fear for you the torment of a great day. Surah Hud, verse 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Fattah, is that he opens the gates of his mercy to true believers and casts his divine light into their hearts and knowledge into their minds. This is what scholars usually call al-kashf, showing. In this context, God says, thus did we show Abraham the kingdom of the heavens and earth, that he be one of those who have faith with certainty. Surah Al-An'am, verse 75. Unveiling, God's unveil their insight, whereby they see the truth as it really is, and falsehood as it really is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Fattah, who opens the hearts of true believers to his divine knowledge, and opens the gates of his forgiveness to the disobedient and wrongdoer. If one is disobedient, God would not only open the door for him or her to repent, but also accept his or her repentance. And if one is a true believer, God opens for him or her the door of his knowledge. In this context, God addresses Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when there comes to you the help of Allah and the opening of victory and conquest over disbelievers. Surah An-Nas, verse 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Fattah, who helps you in distress and grants you his divine favors and blessings. In case of hardship, he helps you. And in case of ease, he grants you more and more. Hence, he is Al-Fattah, the opener of the gates of profits and sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattah, opens to you the gates of knowledge. He opens to you the gates of wisdom and makes it run on your tongue. If you are truthful and sincere to God, He makes wisdom run on your tongue. The first kind of opening is that God opens to your religious knowledge. Then he opens to you gates of worldly affairs. You are poor, but he enriches you. You are weak, but he empowers you. You are oppressed or defeated, but he grants you victory over your enemies. You are depressed, but he removes depression from you and replaces it with happiness and delight. Therefore, if man turns away from Allah, he can never attain happiness. To this effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "But whoever turns away from my reminder, verily for him is a life of hardship, and we shall raise him up on the day of resurrection blind." Surah Taha, verse 124. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattah, opens to you the gate to be intimate to him, to turn to him with love and devotion. He opens to you the gate to his good pleasure and contentment, whereby you are content to live even in a single room in the basement, saying, "Praise belongs to Allah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattah, may open to a poor person the gate to contentment, thankfulness, and peace of mind. In full gratitude to him, he says, "Praise belongs to Allah. I am very well. I am very happy." A person who does not know God is always unhappy and discontented, even if he were the richest person in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattah, opens to you the gate to his religion by opening to you the gate to knowledge. If you are poor, he opens to you the gates of riches. If you are weak, he opens to you the gates of strength and power. If you are ill, he opens to you the gates to good health. If you are depressed, he opens to you the gates of happiness. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. May Allah accept our supplication at this time. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Your attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful divine name Al-Fattah, should be to strive sincerely so that Allah most gracious may open to you the gate of knowledge. Also, you should open to other fellow humans the gates of your own good work and benefaction in the best moderation and wisdom. O Allah, who opens to me every closed gate, I seek your forgiveness to my sins. So bestow in me that which brings me happiness. Allah, All Almighty, opens all closed gates. He also opens to his slaves the gates to success and divine help. And my guidance and success cannot come except from Allah. In him I trust, and unto him I repent. Ya Allah, Ya Fattah, Ya Alim, Ya Ghani, Ya Kareem, افتح قلبي بنورك وارحمني بطاعتك واحجبني عن معصيتك وامنن علي بمعرفتك واغنني بقدرتك عن قدرتي وبعلمك عن علمي وبإرادتك عن إرادتي وبصفاتك عن صفاتي. إلهي أنت الفتاح، تفتح للعباد أبواب الرزق بكرمك وتمدهم بوافر نعمك، تفتح القلوب فتطلعها على أسرار الغيوب، تفتح أبواب السماء بقبول الدعاء، افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وعلمنا ما لم نكن نعلم من سر الجسم والروح، فأنت صاحب المدد والفتوح وأنت على كل شيء قدير. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيم يرحمكم الله.